Matt Wilhelm here with Jim Leonard, star of yesterday's tough loss against the Indianapolis Colts. Jim, talk to us about your ability to step in as a veteran for Tashawn Gibson, who was leading the league in interceptions, making his way what seemed like towards a Pro Bowl season. How has that been for you?
It's kind of been a role I've been in the past, being a backup, knowing the NFL, it's the cliche is you're the next man up. I've seen that throughout my career, and unfortunately Gip went down. Obviously he was having a tremendous year and poisoned himself to be one of the top safeties in the league this year, and to see him go down, everyone else has to step up around him, and I've been able to fill that role the last couple weeks.
Absolutely, and again, I go back to your comments early in the season about the defense not quite playing to the level that a lot of people thought with Coach Pettine and Coach O'Neill bringing in, adapting a new system. Something is why you're a Cleveland Brown right now, because you are so ingrained in that system other places. But you guys are firing on all cylinders right now. Talk about the performance yesterday, scoring two touchdowns, doing everything that you guys could to keep us in that game against a very explosive offensive attack for the Colts.
Yeah, it's obviously as rough as it gets, losing a game like that when we played so well defensively. We did some great things coverage-wise, pressure, obviously getting a luck, getting a sack and a fumble, getting a touchdown out of that, getting a pick six from Justin Gilbert. It was great to see him make a huge play. We're going to be aggressive, and I think it takes a little time to build that mentality in a new system, and when guys are a little unsure, they're still kind of feeling their way out, and I feel like the last 4 or 5 weeks we've really hit a stride, and we know who we are, we know what we're about as a defense, and that's why we're making a lot of big plays.
Absolutely, and you guys can see it. Again, your playoff hopes are still alive, although kind of bleak, but again, a great performance this week against the Colts. You guys defensively want to carry that over. You're going to see a familiar opponent, Andy Dalton, another team that you guys went on the road and played extremely well. Talk about Andy Dalton and the Cincinnati Bengals, and again, overcoming this week and transitioning and putting the next foot forward about not only next man up, but next team up for you guys to keep your hopes alive.
Andy Dalton, he's as streaky as they come. You can get him in a game like we did this last time and really get to him, but then you watch other weeks and he just lights people up. So, we're going to have to be on top of everything this week. We know emotions will be high. They're not going to remember, you're not going to forget what happened last time. And obviously it's going to be a new game. We're excited to get them up here at home in Cleveland. And hopefully we can win the second battle of Ohio.
Absolutely. One last quick question for you, and it's about one of your teammates. We've had a debate. Joe Hayden right now, I believe, is playing as the top corner in the National Football League. Talk about his play and how it is for him to just kind of wipe off a receiver off the board, and how easy it is for you and Buster and Dante to kind of assume your roles, knowing that Joe Hayden's locking down their number one receiver.
It's just awesome to watch him play right now. The confidence he's playing with, obviously everyone knows the ability he has, the playmaking ability. He's on a whole nother level right now. I've been fortunate throughout my career to play with some pretty good corners and to see this type of performances before, but it's you can't say enough about how good he's playing, because it almost gets old week in and week out. It's like, oh, Joe's just being Joe again. But he's just doing things that not many corners in this league can do, and like I said, it's fun to just turn on the film and watch week in and week out.